Chulin Perbez Mishne Gimel. Hittis es haroish bebasachas. Let's say he cut off the head with one chop. He didn't bring the sack and the very sharp blade of the knife back and forth, but he pushed with the knife. This is the psul, we describe this as dorso. He's doris with the knife that passes. Hoyeshechid vehittis haroish bebasachas. This is another eifin of dorso. He's choytich the simonim. And he cut off the head with one pull of the knife. There's definitely room to suspect that the reason why it went with only one motion is because he applied a certain amount of pressure. He didn't just bring the sharpness of the knife back and forth, but he put a certain amount of pressure down on the knife, and that's why it cut through. So the Mishnah gives you a siman how to know b'metzias. Im yesh b'sakin maloy tzavar, if the sakin, the knife, has length enough for the whole tzavar habehema ksheira, because then the assumption is that going once across will be enough to cut the whole neck of the behemoth, the whole simon. But if it's less, then obviously the way it cut through was with a certain amount of pressure. Hayishaychit, again with a certain amount of pull, we pulled the knife towards him. Put the knife down on the neck of the man, and they pulled the knife towards him. V'hit shnei roshim bebasachas, and he cut simonim of two behemoths. Before we said that's kosher. Now what he did was, with one swift pull of the knife, he cut the simonim of two behemoths that were standing side by side. Im yesh b'sakin maloy tzavar echod, if the sakin has the width of one tzavar behemoth, ksher. Now there's a pella. Why would one tzavar be enough? So you have to go back, we have to read the Mishnah a little bit differently. When we said before, yesh b'sakin maloy tzavar, we're not talking about that the length of the knife was maloy tzavar echad. We're talking about besides for the length of the tzavar, there's enough there for another tzavar. So therefore, when the knife was pulled towards the sheichit, it went over kiviyochel twice, because there's the length of tutzavorim to be able to shech. So in the sefer of the Mishnah, what we're talking about, yesh b'sakim aloy tzavar echad, is one tzavar besides for the two. It was a very long knife. It was the length of three necks of the behemah. That would give it enough give that when he pulls the knife with one swift motion, he pulls them through all three necks, and that would be enough without being deiris to do a proper shechita. B'me dvarim amurim, when do you need a long knife, the way we just described? Bizman shahilich v'lehevi, was one swift motion. He moved it away from him and he didn't bring it. Or a hevi v'lehoilich. Avlam hoilich v'hevi, if it goes back and forth, afilu kolshu, afilu bizemel, even if it's mashu, a little razor, as long as it's razor sharp, because there, the going back and forth itself will then sever, will cut without necessarily putting pressure on. Here the Mishnah teaches an interesting halacha. Noflo sakin. Let's say a knife fell. This is a one in a million. But let's say it happened. The knife was so sharp it fell down, and it fell directly on the simonim v'shochto. Afal pi shoshochto kedarko psulo. Shenema v'zovachto v'ochalto. Mashat ha-zeveach ha-toichot. The pasuk that we read in the Hakdama, the pasuk in Parashas Re'ei, says v'zovachto v'ochalto goes together. What the Mishnah is bringing out over here is that there's a zeveach. A knife falling down doesn't have koyach ha'odo. What's interesting is the Gemara has all arichus. What happens if somebody, not that the sakin fell down by itself, somebody dropped the sakin, said it has a koyach ha'odo, it has a zeveach. Does there need to be kavona shchita? Shainim have a discussion, what happens if somebody, if a sakin dropped out of a person's pocket, if he dropped it, that's called koyach ha'odo. What happens if it fell out of his pocket? So it was falling away from him. Is that called koyach adam? Well, since he wasn't miskaven to drop the knife at all, that's not called maisov, and then it's like it fell by itself. That's good chat. Noflo sakin v'igbir. Let's say the sakin fell down in the middle of the shkita, and he picked it up in the middle. That means he had to stop and lift the sakin in the middle. Noflo kelov. He's in the middle of shechting, his yarmulke falls, he stops for a second, adjusts his yarmulke, vihigbion, and then he cuts the rest of the siman. Hishchis is a sakin. Well, let's say he sharpened the knife, he started shechting, va'off. He got tired in the middle, he didn't have koich and he froze. U'boch chaveroi v'shochat. And somebody else had to step in and push the rest of the knife across the rest of the siman. Imshoho. If there's a zman of delay, kidei shechita, as much time as it would take to shecht, so then that is the halacha Moshe Sinai of shehiya psula. The zman of shehiya, how long of a delay? A delay of a zman shechita. Shimon Aimer, imshoh de bikur, as much time as it would take to check the knife. This is the smallest amount of time that's relevant to the shechita process, is checking the knife, which is always necessary, to check the smoothness, the sharpness of the knife. So that takes very little time. So that is the proper shear of Kadesh Shear, and that's Reb Shimon's Mesiris. Mishnah Dalet. Shochat es haveshet uposek as gargeres. Remember that the two simonim are called the veshet and the gargeres. We referred to them earlier in the Mesiris as the kona. Kona is also known as the gargeres. That's Lashon the Mishnah over here. The kone is the windpipe, and the veshet is the pipe that carries down the food into the stomach. So let's say he cut the veshet uposek as a gageres, he punctured it, but he didn't shecht it properly, if you will, the psulim, where if he was kireyed, he punctured it, but he didn't shecht it with a swift motion of the knife, that's called ikur. Oy shoch as a gageres uposek as a veshet, he made ikur on the other one. Oy shoch as echad mehem, he shechted one of them, v'himtin lo'ad shemes, and then the animal died, and then it was dead before shechting. There's a psul on one simon, or it died before shechting. Either one, it's possible. Or shehechle sasak and takas hasheni, this is the psul of chalodo, where he buried it underneath, not the knife, is not begoli on top of the simon, but it's buried in the fold of the simonim, upsokoi, and then he cut the simon when it's embedded, that's chalodah. B'sheva v'aymer, nevela. The psulim itself we've introduced. The Mishnah now says a chiddush. The b'sheva of a shita we don't too often find the Mishnah. Here we have a very fundamental machlokes between the b'sheva and the b'kiva. The b'sheva says that the shita was not done properly, then the behema is as if it died without shita. Finished. Psula shita is command the lesser in terms of shita. The behemah is a meisa melev, as if it was shot, as if it died. Rebbe Kiva oimet treifa, a meisa shchita was done, it's mitayer, it's not a meisa melev, but a meisa it's not matter. This says that the halacha l'moshe m'sinei dika psulim of shchita are negeya biyachas to the heter achila, not biyachas to the moitziyata midei nevelo. Now there's a lot of raid that soviv around what exactly was the Hekshar of Kiva. The Chayyot to Bishayv is saying is this a psula shkita. It's as if he didn't check. The Lashon of the Mishnah is a little bit sosum because the Mishnah seems to be saying where he shechted one properly, vihimtin the other one, or shehichlid the second one, but the first simon was shechted properly. So does that mean Rebbe Kiva is only Maitziyatim Idein Avelu when one simon was shechted properly? In the Brice is Mufush not the way. Tesefti, you look over here in the beginning of the second bag, Mufush that Rebbe Kiva holds, even by Hichlit Shtea Simonim, the Loch is also. Maybe you'll say that Rebbe Kiva's word is only with the Psula's Echod Mi Psule, the Haloch of Moshe Messina. That's if there was a Maitre Shkita, but it's a Maitre Shkita Psula because of the Halochis. It sounds also not that way in the Mishnah, because one of the cases over here is Shochad Echon Vehim Tilat Shemesa. By the time he cut the second simen, the animal's dead. That's for sure not a ma'aseh shechita. So that means he shechted one. So anytime he shechts one, not only when it's the second one is nifsal, aydei halacha Moshe Sinai, where exactly is the need? So the Mishnah continues. Klal omer Rebbe Sheva v'mishum Rebbe Yishua. This is the klal, and we pass in this klal. Kol shenifsalo b'shechitoso nevelo. Anything with the psuls in the ma'aseh shechita alein, there's any pasos in the ma'aseh shechita, which the way we said, anything that any reason why the shechita is invalid, even the halacha Moshe Sinai, kol sheshechitosu keroi v'dava acher gorm lo l'posel, when a shechita is kosher, but there's something else from the outside, like simoni treifus, so that's a treifa. V'hoi v'lo Rebbe Kiva. L'maisi Rav Kiva was mevatel daite. So exactly what the havmin of Rav Kiva is a shadow. Again, we brought up two possibilities. Both of them are a little bit problematic, but both of them are the tzadim that are discussed in the Rishonim.